unlike the warnings for the first plague that were communicated in private at the early morning encounters, the warning for the second plague was communicated in the throne room, in the presence of Paro's entire cabinet.
Koy Amar Hashem Shalach Es Ami V'Yavduni V'in Moin Atal Shaleach Hine Anoichi Noigev Es Kol Gevulcha Batzvardim. So said Hashem, send my nation out and they will serve me. And if you refuse to send them out, I will plague your entire territory with tzvardim frogs.
Frogs? Frogs? Did I hear him correctly? He said frogs, Thuth, did he not? Thuth? Thuth? Thuth?
Right, your highness. He said frogs, right. Frogs, he said, right.
Gentlemen, frogs. Do you hear? Frogs are coming. Frogs are coming. Let them come.
The Lord of the Ivrim had Moshe give Paro ample time to change his attitude. But this was not to be. It now came to pass. The Lord of the Ivrim commanded Moshe and Aharon to descend to the river, where Aharon would once again strike the river with his staff. All became very quiet. Time seemed to stand still. Suddenly, deep in the Nile River, the calm water was disturbed by some sort of underwater activity. Something terribly large was stirring beneath the surface. And then an enormous set of green eyes broke through the surface from the depths of the river. The eyes blinked, looked around. Whoever or whatever these eyes belonged to was a creature way bigger than anything we had ever seen. And then, with one colossal leap, the creature soared from the middle of the river and landed squarely on the banks of the Nile. As our eyes adjusted, we beheld a gargantuan frog. The mere sight of this beastly creature made the mighty warriors of Egypt feel faint. However, as you know, the soldier will always follow his captain's orders, even in the face of certain death.
Sons of Egypt! You have sworn an oath to protect your homeland with your very lives! This is what you swore it for! Form ranks! Let's go, you lazy maggots! Form a line! Draw your weapons! Steady! Charge!
The monster looked at the onrushing army. It then briefly looked at the holy brothers. It let out a mighty, croaking roar and sprang toward the attacking army. The two forces collided with bone-crushing force. The warriors attacked the monstrous frog with their weapons, striking at the beast with all they could muster. And then, the unthinkable happened. My son, you will never believe this, but I saw it with my own eyes. I swear it by the life of Paro. The monstrous frog opened its mouth for yet another roar. But this time, as the hideous mouth opened up, thousands of smaller frogs poured out of its mouth like an army onto its own. The warriors kept striking, yet with every blow, the monster belched out a new army. of thousands upon thousands of frogs. The thinking man would have stayed his hand from striking the monster, lest it keep spewing out its grotesque lieutenants. However, my son, reasoning was now beyond the Egyptian warrior. They kept striking and striking in an uncontrolled frenzy. And the smaller frogs kept coming and coming from within the bowels of the beast. Soon, waves of frogs began emerging from the river behind the monster. I cannot begin to describe to you the fear we all felt as we watched what we called nature coming apart by her very seams. In no time at all, the entire land, thousands and thousands of square miles, mile after mile, is covered by a blanket of frogs. It is nauseating to behold. My son, I cannot give you the full brunt of the devastation, as it is impossible for me to be in more than one place at one time. But what it is that I do see is nothing less than cataclysmic. Night is beginning to fall over the land. But the frogs do not rest. I retire to my quarters in the palace. Good grief! They are everywhere! In the cupboard! In my closet! I'm thoroughly exhausted. I need to get some sleep. In my bed! I can't believe this! Well, I've got no choice but to sleep with the frogs in my bed.
Ah! Ah! This is impossible! This is insane!
My son, 5 moments of this misery would put the most stable of men on the brink of insanity. Can you envision going through this all night long? Morning finally comes, but it brings no relief.
Come in!
Osiris?
Phoenix?
They are everywhere.
I know. From what I understand, thousands have died.
They stop at nothing. They are entering into people as they sleep and are alive in their stomachs. You can actually hear them croaking from within their guts. But what is driving me mad is the fact that they are making it impossible for me to sleep.
I know, I know. I feel like I'm going to die from sleep deprivation. Every time I doze off, I am awakened by, you know, having been up all night has gotten me thinking.
Thinking what?
Phoenix, do you recall that early morning, years back, when we went to Goshen to report for Paro?
Yes, yes. Paro summoned us one evening.
Osiris! Phoenix! I'd like to get a report on my ivory slaves. I want you to in Goshen tomorrow at 4 hours after midnight to observe a day on the worksite.
4 hours after midnight? The sun will not have come up.
And in Goshen, your majesty, is not the worksite in Pison and Ramses?
Gentlemen, don't be silly. You think the work begins at the worksite? No, no, no. My ivory slaves are awake way before the sun rises. Ah, my dear friends, you have a lot to learn about the art of breaking people. 4 hours after midnight, not a moment later.